This is a reading of The Origin Scroll, Volume 1 of the Tarka Trilogy, by Richard S. Tuttle. Chapter 7, Dalek. Oscar stood on the shore gazing out at the calm azure waters of the Tarka Sea. He had been searching for an area of the Tarka Sea suitable for a deep water port for 3 years now, ever since the start of the Dalek Shipping Company. Finally, he found it at the mouth of the Kleb River in the southwest corner of Tarka, not far from the Sordoan border. It was a beautifully wooded area on both sides of the river. The land where the river met the sea would be fertile, and getting settlers to move into the area should not prove difficult. Oscar would need to see Baron Whitley to obtain a land grant to create his city. He had never met the Baron before, but Oscar felt confident he would obtain the grant. The last 3 years had been very prosperous for Oscar. His Balfour to Calamar run had provided his starting capital. He had invested the profits in more wagons and a well-trained roving band of security guards. There were still many robberies on the routes he traveled, but not many of them were aimed at Dalek shipping caravans. The first year, his agents eliminated more bandits than the number hung for their offenses in the entire kingdom. Word spread quickly, and the bandits soon preferred to attack his rivals rather than risk ending their careers. Oscar now had over 30 wagons transporting cargoes from as far as Tagaret to Cantor. He hadn't been able to get into the Sordoan market yet, but a seaport near their border would help. Sordoa, like Tarka, had no seaport on the Tarka Sea. Lenore's seaports were fine harbors, but the Lenorians had no merchant fleet. They depended on Cordonian ships to move their freight. Oscar planned to challenge that monopoly as well. Tulik shipping was hardly moving freight anymore. If it wasn't for Remor's bullheadedness and threats to some of Tulik's clients, Tulik would have no business. Still, Tulik and the other shippers had been forced into contracts that limited their clients' exposure to theft. The contracts were modeled after the original contract that Oscar negotiated with Sanchez. Remor's game of hijacking his own shipments was over. Oscar rode off to talk with Baron Whitley. Springtime came early to southern Tarka, and the ride through the forest was hampered with unusually wet terrain. The Baron's castle was on the Kleb River, and Oscar found the swollen banks of the river challenging to navigate. A dry campsite would not be found on this trip. 2 days later, Oscar arrived at the Baron's castle, soaked and filthy. While he did not doubt his ability to convince the Baron about the new city, Oscar did wonder if the guards would even allow him entrance to the castle. His worry was unwarranted, however, for as Oscar rode up to the drawbridge, the Baron, who was inspecting the moat, greeted Oscar.
"Ho there, traveler," shouted Baron Whitley. "Enjoying the Whitley Swamp, are you?"
"Aye," replied Oscar. "Oscar Dalek of Dalek Shipping, calling on Baron Whitley."
"Shipping company, eh?" mused the noble. "Not sure that I have much need for a shipping company. Then I don't have much need for a swollen moat, either. Come in and let us both discard our wet rags and have a brandy before the fireplace." Whitley Castle was quite large for an outlying barony. Oscar had never been in a large castle before, and he was amazed at the size of the rooms and the number of passageways leading off the main corridor. The Baron had an attendant take Oscar to a bedroom. There he was provided with a bath. His wet clothes were whisked away, and he was provided with a robe and slippers. The attendant showed him a wardrobe loaded with fine clothes of varying sizes. Oscar tried on different clothes until he found those that fit best. The lavender trousers and vest, with white frilled shirt, were quite a deviation from the green pants and tunic, which were Oscar's normal garb. He did, however, feel much better cleaned and dressed in dry clothes. The Baron was waiting for Oscar by the fireplace. The Baron was a middle-aged man, rounded about the waist, but not fat. He looked rather regal in his gray slacks and red velvet jacket. His brown hair was starting to show traces of gray, and he sported the largest mustache Oscar had ever seen. The mustache was curled at each end, and the Baron was constantly twiddling with it. "What I know about the Daily Shipping Company is limited, I'm afraid," opened the Baron. "I do recall that it is a fairly recent venture, and centered around Bordeaux, I believe. I do not remember any of your enterprises being located within my barony, so I must wonder what brings the young Oscar Dalek to my door." Baron Whitley, began Oscar, I must first thank you for seeing me and providing a much-needed change of clothes. So you are enjoying the Whitley springtime, eh? Laughed the noble. I admit that your age surprises me. I have, of course, heard of derelict shipping, especially the complaints from many shipping companies regarding the derelict contract. There have even been petitions before the king to have such contracts banned. On the other hand, most territories report a mysterious drop in highway robberies, and the king welcomes this news. Tell me, did you inherit this business from your father? No, sir, replied Oscar. My father was a customs inspector in Bordeaux. Smugglers killed him. I have had to provide for my family in his stead. I am told that I have a knack of seeing an opportunity and the pluck to act upon it. I hope I can live up to those expectations. Baron, the reason I am calling on you is that I have an endeavor that requires your blessing. As you are well aware, Targa has no seaport on the Targa Sea. Sardoa also is lacking a seaport on the Targa Sea, and Lenore has no merchant fleet to speak of. This puts our kingdom in the position of leaving the Targa Sea to the Cordonians. We lose shipping revenue as well as prestige. If we can build a fleet of merchant ships and port them on the Targa Sea, other nations will become dependent upon us. This alone would lessen the threat of war against the kingdom of Targa. That is an interesting concept, Oscar. But I would think if it could be done, someone would have done it already. That aside, why would you require my blessing for such an endeavor? Quizzed Baron Whitley. Oscar had been waiting for this opportunity. Baron, I want a land grant from you. Specifically, I want title to all of the land within 6 miles of the mouth of the Kleb River. In return, I will make your barony home to one of the largest ports on the Targa Sea. I will make Targa the envy of all nations, as we will control the majority of shipping on both coasts. People from all over Targa will come to your new city, and your barony will grow in prestige within the kingdom. Baron Whitley sat staring at the young man before him, twirling his mustache. Finally he said, Oscar, you are ambitious, and it might work. There are two questions that come to mind. I have tried in the past to populate that area of the coast, and people have refused. Only a few families accepted the offer, and they wanted to fish for a living. How do you intend to coerce people into populating your new city? And with no kingdom navy on the Targa Sea, how do you plan on protecting your merchant ships? Oscar did not answer quickly like an overeager youngster, nor did he hesitate too long as if he were unsure of himself. Confidently, Oscar replied, Baron, your reputation for logic and understanding is well deserved. You tried to import people in hopes that they would develop a city. I will develop a city to import the people. Jobs, Baron, jobs. The people will come because there will be good-paying jobs available. The port will be located halfway between Lenore and Cordonia. Practically all trade between Targa and these countries will flow through our city. I also have a plan in mind for a new type of business that I call warehousing. I plan to build large buildings that merchants can rent for storage of their goods while they negotiate with buyers for the best price. When their buyer is chosen, the goods will be loaded on the ship for delivery. The goods will already be halfway to their destination. I also plan to set up offices that buyers in other countries can rent for their representatives. With the seller's goods already in town and the buyer's representatives close at hand, our city will become the marketplace for the whole Targa Sea. Oscar took a sip of brandy. He had never tasted a brandy so fine, and the liquid warmed his body. Oscar continued, As for the need for kingdom warships, I plan to build a different type of vessel than what is commonly used on the Targa Sea. My ships will be smaller and faster. I'm sure you know that the trend in shipping today is larger to carry more cargo. Unfortunately, these large ships carry so much, they often have to stop at 3 or 4 ports on their journey. My ships will be able to be loaded and unloaded more quickly. They will sail faster and be bound for one port only. They will have the capability of docking at smaller ports than the current cargo ships, and best of all, they will be able to outrun any attackers. In addition, I plan to have 2 of the ships fitted as warships. They will be the same hull shape and size as the merchant ships, and it will be hard to tell them apart until it is too late. I have used similar procedures with my wagon caravans, and I must tell you, It is well worth the price. The Baron lit his pipe and leaned back in his chair. Oscar could tell that the Baron was searching for faults with the plan. Oscar knew what those were, but he was not going to share the information. Baron Whitley finally said, "There are still some problems with your plan, Oscar. An admirable plan, no doubt, but problems just the same. With your bent for security, you would have your ships made only in Targa, correct?"
"Absolutely, sir," Oscar answered reassuringly.
"I thought as much," stated the noble. "But the ships that you describe would have to be made in Tigaret on the east coast. They would be decimated rounding the Horn of Lenore. You would suffer incredible losses."
"Not exactly, Baron," replied Oscar. "The first ships would indeed be made in Tigaret, but they would not be rounding the Horn. Remember, they will be shallow draft boats. They will sail up the Boulder River to Clamden. Special wagons will be waiting for them and transport them to the Kleb River. They will sail down the Kleb River to the Targa Sea. After they have proved their financial success, I plan to initiate shipbuilding here for our particular type of ship."
"Impressive, my young businessman," complimented Baron Whitley. "But there is still the matter of cost. What you are proposing would be an expensive proposition for most nations, never mind a young man, no matter how clever."
"You think quickly, Baron," responded Oscar. "I have dwelt on these problems for over 3 years, since I first laid eyes on the Cordonian cargo ship. You have picked out each problem area in a matter of only moments. I hope that you will allow me to seek your counsel in the future. As for the money required for this project, it can be done. You must realize that all of the things that I have mentioned cannot occur simultaneously. I have very profitable trade routes along the coast. I have very many wagons tied up on these routes. When the first ships are ready, these land routes will be discontinued. The boats will carry the cargoes bound for the coastal cities. The wagons will be used on new inland routes, specifically hauling cargo from all cities of Targa to and from our new city. In essence, my business will double. I have always turned my profits back into the business. That is how Dalek Shipping Company has grown so fast. I will continue to do so. You are, however, correct in assuming that will not be enough. I am going to have to seek another investor, one that is convinced of the viability of my plan and yet is willing to leave me full rein over its operation."
"You do amaze me, Oscar," began Baron Whitley. "I cannot imagine anyone being foolhardy enough to invest in such folly."
Oscar smiled, for he felt the skin of his finger tingling with heat from his ring.
"No, a man would have to have more money than brains to invest in such a venture," continued the Baron. "Still, it would bring a great deal of prestige to my barony. How much do you think it would cost?"
The Baron was sold. They spent the evening and the next day reviewing Oscar's plans for the new city. The city was to be named Dalek. Oscar was elated. He was not yet 18, the age when most boys were joining the army or starting a business of their own. Oscar had one of the largest shipping companies in Targa, a city named after him, and a partnership with a baron. He liked the Baron, and not just because he was a partner. The Baron seemed very much like what Oscar imagined a father would be. His advice was always constructive, his reprimands gentle. The Baron was rounding up workers to build the new city and docks. Oscar was off to Tigaret, the capital of Targa. Oscar chose the path along the Kleb River. He wanted to see the route the initial ships would be using. When he got even with Clandon, he searched for the best path for the wagons that would be hauling ships. It was pretty flat country between the rivers, except for a couple of small hills. The caravan should have no trouble. Even if the ships weren't ready until winter, he didn't expect any problems. He had been in Clandon several times in the last few years and always took the opportunity to work on his relations with brokers in the city. Soon he would need these brokers to make commitments on using his new land routes and shipping their goods to Dalek. After a moment, he realized that he could make this a lot easier for them. He was planning to sail his ships down the Kleb River. Why not send Clandon's goods the same way? It was bound to cut several days off the journey to Dalek. He could use barges for the downstream journey instead of ships. He could also use the wagons that he was going to have specially built to haul the ships, haul the barges back upstream. Each wagon could probably haul 6 barges upriver. He could have a barge leave for Dalek once a week on a schedule, and every 12 weeks have 2 wagons take the barges back. That would just about guarantee a large portion of Clandon's shipping business. He could also use the normal wagons that he was going to use for Clandon somewhere else. Oscar again followed the river leaving Clandon, the Boulder River. He had only been as far as Tigret once. He liked the city. It was very large and people were always moving about. It was Targa's largest city and seaport as well as the capital. This is where the kingdom's navy was birthed. The kingdom had warships as large as the Cordonian cargo ships that he had seen in Calamar, but they almost never left the Sordoan Sea. Before the rise of Cordonia, the Targa Sea was a fishing body of water. There were 3 shipbuilders in the city, but Baron Whitley had highly recommended Targa Shipbuilding. Oscar would start there. He had a letter of introduction from the Baron, so Oscar knew he would be taken seriously. Oscar's age had been a problem in getting audiences with some of his clients, but his persistence had always paid off. Oscar entered the building and asked to speak with the owner. He showed his letter of introduction and was shown to the office of Darrell Downs, the owner. Oscar introduced himself as the owner of Dalek Shipping Company and presented his letter of introduction. Darrell read the letter and said, "Well, Oscar, I see you come recommended. What can I do for you?"
"Well, I need some ships built, and Baron Whitley recommended you as the best shipbuilder in all of Targa," Oscar began.
"Yes, Oscar, the Baron is correct," stated Darrell. "What type of ship do you require? I have plans here for every type of ship."
"Darrell," Oscar said, "I have my own plans with me. Well, not plans, really. I don't mean actual diagrams, but I have specific requirements. I also have a problem. Competitive forces require me to demand that any shipbuilder to see these documents execute a statement promising not to use these specifications for a ship built for anyone but Dalek Shipping Company for a period of 5 years. Can you agree to that?"
"This is highly irregular," retorted Darrell. "We are not only the best shipbuilder in Targa, we are also the best ship designer in Targa. I really don't think that we would be stealing a design for a boat from a boy who runs a wagon company." Oscar flinched at Darrell's use of the word boy. Oscar had earned respect from his clients, and it irked him every time he had to start dealing with someone new, especially if that person had an attitude problem.
"Well, Darrell," Oscar shot back, "if you have no interest in stealing a little boy's design, you would have no problem signing the document. I am sorry to have taken up your time, but I can see that you are a very busy man. I will try somewhere else to get my 30 ships built."
Darrell realized that he had been demeaning to this prospective customer, and the mention of 30 ships shocked him.
"Wait," Darrell offered. "I am sorry for my remarks. I really did not mean to say boy. It is, well, you have to admit that it is very unusual for someone your age to be in the position that you are. Your letter of introduction from Baron Whitley is sufficient to earn my respect, and I apologize for my inadvertent slip of the tongue. I will admit that you have me intrigued. 30 ships is a very large production run, and would take years to complete. Let me have the document to sign. You do not represent a foreign government, do you?"
Oscar handed him the document and watched him sign it.
"No," answered Oscar, "only a shipping company. Here are the requirements. You can see that I have specified the length and draw, as well as the beam. The deck hatches are also unique. I have included a sketch of the location of the masts, but I'm not sure if that is feasible. I will be depending upon your skill to determine that. What I'm looking for, Darrell, is a fast, shallow draft ship that can carry a decent amount of cargo. The deck hatches and mast placement are designed to allow for quick and easy loading and unloading. The length and beam I tried to calculate to balance the need for sharp maneuvering against cargo load. The shallow draft is obvious. I plan to run these ships in areas that require it." Darrell spent several minutes studying the drawings. At times he scribbled notes on a pad. Finally Darrell said, "It can be done. We have to move this mast a little bit for stability, but I know what you're looking for, and the change won't bother you. I want to defer my final answer until I've had some others look at this, but I'm pretty sure we can do it. It will be expensive. You're looking at over 3 million crowns.
There is, of course, a very large problem. I could take this contract and start producing these ships, but you would soon find out that they are not worthy of rounding the horn. Yes, I figured out where you were going with these shallow draft boats. You would probably only end up with 10 to 15 ships when you reach Bordeaux. I have a solution for that, Oscar quickly answered. I don't plan on going round the horn. I want you to build them on the west coast.
The west coast? Darrell laughed. You're crazy.
There is absolutely no water there, no shipbuilding facilities, no shipbuilders. No, certainly not. I've been to Bordeaux, in a boat. Sorry, Oscar, I don't mean to laugh at you, but look at what you're asking.
Darrell, sighed Oscar, I'm not talking about Bordeaux.
Yes, you were informed correctly. I am from Bordeaux, and my business is in Bordeaux. But I am not talking about building ships in Bordeaux. I'm talking about building ships in Dalek. I know you have not heard of Dalek, because only Baron Whitley and myself know about it. Now you do. The Baron and I are building a new city on the coast of the Targa Sea. It will quickly become the largest city in West Targa. My business will be run out of Dalek. These 30 ships will be berthed in Dalek. For 5 years, you'll be building ships for the Dalek Shipping Company. By that time, every port on the Targa Sea is going to want some of these ships, Darrell. I'm giving you the chance to double the size of your company.
I don't doubt your sincerity, Oscar, Darrell stated, but I'm not sure you understand the commitment that you are asking.
The cost of setting up a whole new shop in Dalek is overwhelming. There is the cost of the land, the cost of the building, the docks, the equipment. It's madness.
Oscar smirked. Most of the cost that Darrell was referring to really didn't exist. Oscar owned the land, and he could give it away to get his ships built. The buildings and docks were a small incremental cost. He was already hiring permanent lumbermen and permanent carpenters. Oscar would be glad to have more work for them. Building materials were already abundant on the property.
Darrell, he offered, I know the costs are high, but the profit potential is enormous.
Darrell was thinking. That was a good sign to Oscar. After a few minutes, Oscar continued, I'll make you a deal. Let's go in partners. All that you have to supply is the expertise and craftsmen. I will supply the land, buildings, and docks. I will even build free homes for your workers, so that you will have no problems getting workers to move to Dalek. We can even call it the Dalek Shipbuilding Company, so if it fails, there will be no reflection on your current business. This way, your risk is almost nothing, but your reward will make you a very rich man.
Darrell thought about it. His only real risk was in losing skilled personnel. If it failed, he could get them back. If it didn't fail, he could probably entice workers over from his competition. He did, after all, have the finest reputation in Targa for shipbuilding, and most of his competitors' workers would jump at the chance to work for him.
Okay, said Darrell. You have yourself a partner.
Great, declared Oscar. We shall celebrate this evening at the finest restaurant in Targa. Now, it is going to take me several months to get ready for the workers. I would like you to get the design properly laid out and start production on 3 prototypes. That way, the workers will be familiar with the ship when we start to produce them in Dalek.
Darrell started to protest, but Oscar merely continued. And don't worry about the Horn of Lenore. I've arranged to take the ships up the Boulder River to Clandon, across the Kleb River, and down to Dalek.
But you cannot just drag a boat across the land and expect it to float when you get to the Kleb, sighed Darrell.
Of course not, laughed Oscar. I've already started building special wagons to transport them between the rivers.
Darrell stared at the boy sitting across from him. You had this planned all along, didn't you? Darrell asked.
Certainly, laughed Oscar. Come on, let's get started on that dinner.
Darrell joined in laughing, and they went to toast their new partnership. Oscar was pleased. Things were actually proceeding better than he had planned. He knew he had knowledgeable allies in Baron Whitley and Darrell Downs. He could use their advice on the many things that he did not yet understand. One thing Oscar did understand, and that was that he was going to understand everything before he was done.